people in Adventism, a lay pastor that believes the blotting out takes place just before Michael stands up, a pastor that believes Satan personates Christ before the Sunday law, this pastor's wife that came to me and said that teaching that the judgment takes place in a progressive fashion would lead one to believe that after the Sunday law, Seventh-day Adventists would be led to believe that they were sealed, therefore saved, and it would bring about an experience paralleling holy flesh. To believe these understandings without having evidence from the Bible and Spirit of Prophecy will create a false understanding of not only the sequence of events, but of what we're looking for as Seventh-day Adventists and what type of experience we're expecting, and probably many other manifestations. But we're going to look at a few more erroneous concepts out there in Adventism today. And I want to remind us that I'm not concerned about attacking individuals in this presentation. I'm trying to use these concepts as a sounding board to more firmly identify the correct sequence of events. Testimonies to Ministers, page 55, says this: false teachers may appear to be very zealous for the work of God and may expend means to bring their theories before the world and the church, but as they mingle error with truth, their message is one of deception and will lead souls into false paths. They are to be met and opposed, not because they are bad men, but because they are teachers of falsehood and endeavoring to put upon falsehood the stamp of truth. Review and Herald, April 4th, 1893, says, the events of the future will be discerned by prophecy and will be understood. So there is a clear passage there that tells us that these end time events, they'll be discerned. We're going to understand them. We're going to know their sequence, their significance, and this is what we should seek to do as students of prophecy. And there's several passages where Sister White tells us that we are to be students of prophecy. The Great Controversy, 594, really highlights what is misunderstood in Adventism today, but what has been clearly revealed concerning these events. It says this: the events connected with the close of probation and the work of preparation for the time of trouble are clearly presented, but multitudes have no more understanding of these important truths than if they have never been revealed. Now, there's two things in there. The events connected with the close of probation. Brothers and sisters, I hope none of us will try to isolate the thought of the close of probation from the judgment.